KYRV, Roseville, Sacramento, and iHeartRadio station. Broadcasting from the Sacramento area Hyundai dealership studios.
Hey, hey! Are you ready to get rowdy?
I know something stupid we can do.
What's the worst that could happen?
Live from Sacramento. Overlooking the Cap City Freeway and the picturesque parking lot of the Doubletree. Perched atop the 93rd floor of the iHeartRadio Media Megaplex. It's the Dog and Joe Show.
Oh, Shlama, love a ding dong on a Tuesday.
Good morning, Sacramento.
Wow, Dana, score it.
Woo! That was a 10.
All right. Yes, brought the heat on a Tuesday, 766-9370. Yesterday, I went up in the attic, a.k.a. my son, went up in the attic, found a couple of records, brought them down, and one of the ones we showcased today, monumental Sammy Hagar disc called Three Lot Box. Dana, what do they want to hear off of Three Lot Box?
They want the title track.
Now, damn them. Fantastic song. Heavy metal song, great song, but everybody ran out to buy this record for Your Love Is Driving Me Crazy.
Really?
Three Lot Box was an unknown song until after they bought this record, and it didn't become a Sammy classic until years later. But it is a fantastic song, and we got News 10 on right now. We got a young man holding a microphone.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to tell the story.
Do you remember the story?
It's so funny. I don't remember the words to the song, but I'll never forget the way it was said and the look of seriousness in his eye when he said it.
So about, oh God, this would have been 8 years ago or so.
A long time ago.
Sammy Hagar shows up at, was it Borders?
Yeah, it was for that book he put out.
Yeah, so he had his book. He's going to do a book signing up in Roseville at the Borders. We're all excited because we're going to go back. We're going to hang out. And, I mean, there was a line. There was probably 2,000 people out at that board.
It was packed. I think you had met him before.
Yeah, I've met Sammy.
I had not.
Not to brag. I've met him 10, 12, 15 times.
Yeah.
That's why I got into radio, was to meet him and Van Halen. So my career's done. I'm going to go home right now.
Okay.
But that's why I got into radio, honestly. I mean, I love the music, love talking, all that stuff, but I wanted to meet the guys. So I've been lucky enough to meet them. And we were lucky enough again, Joe and I, to go to Borders, hang out at this book signing. We go in the back warehouse, and he's back there. We got the light set up. We're going to sit down with him. We're going to talk to him. We got like 30 minutes with him. We're going to hang.
We got a chunk of time, man.
Before he's going to go out and address the crowd and sit down and sign the book, which if you haven't read the book and you're a Sammy fan, you need to. It's in paperback now, too. So we're there, and we know other TV stations are going to show up. Joe and I are back there, and Sammy Hagar's kind of, you know, getting ready to sit down and talk to us. And in comes Mark S. Allen. Walks in, he's got his suit. Everybody knows Mark S. Allen's deal, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's big time.
And you know what? You watch Mark S. Allen now, he's gone through all his trouble. We see him on TV, Joe and I, all the time.
He's
now
a cool kid.
We say, look at this guy. This guy is Sacramento. We're not going to deny it. Everybody knows who he is, whether you like him or not. And I used to not hate the guy because I didn't know the guy, but I'd look at him on TV and I was like, oh God, grow up. Are you kidding me? But now I see him and he's gotten older and I see what he does and the guy just doesn't give a rat's ass. He'll do anything.
Anything.
And I respect that about him and I've come to like him and see him on TV. So, and I'd met him years ago. Years and years ago, I met Marquez. And he came back there to this book signing. He walks in with his suit, you know, and I'm a big Sammy fan. Joe and I, you know, we do rock and roll for a living. Mark S. Allen, he's a hip-hop guy. He walks in, he gets the interview, and all Joe and I hear before...
We got an interview, too. We got to interview him as well.
Well, yeah. We interviewed him, too.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like he was the big interview guy. He was just there with us.
Yeah, he just showed up for a small bit of time. Yeah. Sammy was there to talk to us. Mark S. got in. And we can't really see Mark S. Allen. He just kind of walks in and he says,
I can't look at it. It's so ridiculous.
Just say it. Hey, Sammy, buddy talks, suckers walk, but you can't touch my three lock blocks. How are you?
And I go, is that the lyric to a song? I look at Craig and he's got a dumbfounded look on his face.
I'm looking over there and I'm like, oh my God, who just said that? And it was Mark S. Allen. That's how he introduced himself to Sammy. And Sammy, you know, he's a pro. He sticks his hand out and he says, hey, how are you?
That was great.
I'm Mark S. Allen from wherever he was at the time. I think 13.
Yeah.
So that's our little story with Sammy and Mark S. Allen. So this is what we're going to play. Hopefully you enjoy it. And throughout the day, if you want to hear anything else, call up. We'll do it. So, Joe?
Are you ready?
Yep.
On 93.7 The River.